Is the gold inflation relationship irreparably broken? Find out on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth TV, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple by helping you figure out the right way and the when to invest in gold. To do that, I am invoking the powers of one of the most respected men in the gold business today. Returning guest Rich Chechen from Asset Strategies International will be joining me, and we're going to talk about this relationship with inflation and gold. And has it been irreparably broken with what we're seeing in the marketplace? So let's get started. Rich, welcome back to Unlock Your Wealth TV.
Super glad to be here. Thank you, Heather. Thanks for having me.
So, gold. We love the commodity. We like the ideas. It's one of my favorite colors, as well as one of my favorite metals. But we gotta talk about this gold inflation relationship. Is it broken? Why are we seeing low gold prices? Fill us in. What's your take?
One of my founders of this company, Glenn Kirsch, used to say, whenever the price goes down, there's more sellers than buyers. That's a simple answer, right? But it's not enough in this case. When you look at gold, and you just asked a question, by the way, that I'm getting from our clients, and not just new clients that are just sticking their toes in the water for gold. These are people that have been buying gold and silver for decades. Just had a client come in long time the other day, and he said, "Listen, Rich, the inflation thesis is broken. Gold is not doing its job. We've been waiting for inflation for 40 years, and it comes along and gold does nothing. Gold's going lower, a lot lower," was basically his comment. And my thought is nothing could be further from the truth. Okay, gold is doing its job. You may not think it. You may, in the short term, want to see higher prices when we hear inflation numbers ramping up. But understand that in the long term, gold has always and will always do its job. When I started with Asset Strategies 27 years ago, 1996, gold was hovering around $250 an ounce. Silver was about $4.50 an ounce. Okay, back then, I was told gold was expensive. Okay. Today, I hear people saying expensive gold is $1,800 to $2,000 an ounce, and expensive silver is around $23 an ounce. Okay. Everything is moving up as measured in dollars. Why? I know you know the answer to this question, but I won't put you on the spot. For your readers, may not know that the answer is simple. It's taking more of the worth less dollars or worth less euro to buy that same ounce of gold. It's preserving its purchasing power, but we're not managing our currencies well, and they're weakening, and it's taking more of them to buy the same commodity.
So when we think about gold, there's always the two sides to every coin. People have that opinion that, well, it's never a good time to start something. It's never a good time to get married, to have kids, to invest, to start my own business, to invest in anything. So there's also those people that say, crisis equals opportunity. And so, wow, when things are going sideways, I need to get going and investing. But what about the people that don't know much about gold? They're novice investors, and I think you're even talking about this at Freedom Fest this year.
We
How do
are,
we
yeah.
address the novice investor?
Well, there's all sorts of studies been done by World Gold Council and others, and what they found when they interview people is they find out that virtually everyone, 75 to 80% of people, believe they ought to have gold in their portfolio, yet so many don't. And the number one reason is, one, they can't trust the dealers, or two, they don't know how to get started. That's what keeps people from entering the gold market, although everybody should enter the gold market with a little tiny bit for insurance. So a lot of that is just education. What we're doing at Freedom Fest, what we're doing with this interview is to educate people about what gold does so they can reach out to a trusted dealer and take care of that important aspect of their portfolio. You know, the comment from the long-term gold buyer, when he comes in and he says, you know, the inflation thesis is dead, I've lost my faith in gold, and he's been buying it for decades, the contrarian in me says, oh my gosh, we are near the bottom. It is time to start buying with both hands, not just one, right? So I think the time is right. We have prices lower than they ought to be. We have premiums that are coming down on fabricated coins and bars. I think it's a great time to be picking some up. And again, everybody ought to have a little bit for insurance against that weakening dollar.
So what's the first step? How do we go about finding a reputable dealer?
You just found one, Heather.
Well, I know that. And let me tell you, so let me give like a personal testimonial to the audience about why I think you're a reputable dealer, because you tell me specifically after you meet with me to go out and shop you.
Yes, of course.
Like nobody that is not confident about their longevity in the marketplace is ever going to say that to you. No, nope, you got to buy now. My girlfriend said, hey, somebody's trying to suck my daughter's little inheritance away from her, trying to invest in silver, and it's like the big deal, and she's got to do it now, and she has to walk in with cash. And I'm like, no, she needs to run to the police department.
Yeah,
because that's, you know, fraud waiting to happen.
A lot of bad actors out there, there's no question. And the way to know a reputable dealer is to be referred. If you haven't had any personal experience yourself, is to be referred by someone or others who have had a positive personal experience. You know, I can tell you for sure, you know, 42 years of business, billions of dollars in sales, over 20,000 clients, zero complaints. That should speak for itself. Google us. You can't find anything negative about us. It's because our culture is built around taking care of customers. And a lot of people pay lip service to that, but you know how we operate. Our sales force doesn't get paid commission. I don't hang carrots in front of their faces saying, hey, sell them really high premium, high price stuff so you can make a lot more money. What I say is, take care of my customers. If you do a good job of that, I will take care of you because I want to hold on to you. We have a long-term business model. It's driven by customer care, not by incentives monetarily. That's rare in the industry, I got to tell you.
It is, and it's so refreshing to have that come from you. So I just wanted to add that personally. So if folks want to learn more about what Asset Strategies International does and how they can begin their process for investing, where do they go to find you?
We're simple: website, phone call, email away. So the website is assetstrategies.com. Very simple, assetstrategies.com. Also, ASI or info ASI. At assetstrategies.com. Send us an email and we'll get started, or call us toll free, 800-831-0007. And you know that's 0007. That's one better than James Bond even. So,
well, of course, because you are the international man of gold mystery, or actually a demystery. You're demystifying gold.
I was just gonna say, we got to take the mystery out of it. Gold is easy. It's not hard to own if you deal with the right people. It's really simple.
Yes, and according to your recommendations and where we are in the marketplace, you're saying buy with both hands.
Yeah, there's no question. The prices are lower than they ought to be. The premiums are coming down. And even if you didn't want to buy physical coins and bars and hold on to them yourself, some people are nervous about that. I still think everybody should start there. But even if that's uncomfortable for you, we have professionals, trusted professionals you can put your metal with, and you can do it in some cases with no storage fees whatsoever. And it's 100% insured, backed fully at all times. So we've got great options for people, whether it be personal or IRA funds. And it all starts with a phone call or an email. Reach out, let us know you're interested, and we'll take it from there. The first question we're going to ask is, why are you buying gold? So have that answer ready.
There you go. So that's the quiz question that the audience needs to answer. Why are you buying gold? Thanks again for being a part of the show, Rich, and I look forward to seeing you in Memphis, Tennessee at Freedom Fest.
I can't wait. See you soon, Heather.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much. And for those of you without a pencil, never fear, unlockyourwealthtoday.com is here where you can visit Rich's show page, get the links to all of his great resources, and so much more. For my guest, Rich Chechen, I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I'm making success simple for you. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. Unlock Your Wealth Today and affiliated brands are copyrighted by Heather Wagenhals, all rights reserved. For more information about the Keys to Riches financial philosophy or this week's free strategy, please visit UnlockYourWealthToday.com.